Hello there. Welcome to the third part of this introduction for you. And this one is about your story and who you eternally are, yeah? This, your ego story versus who you actually are. So remember, I told you it's a choice. The process is an illusion. The emotional process, the psychological process. Ego wants to milk that for every drop it can get out of it and make it last forever. You notice many of the so-called teachers, healers, and therapists, facilitators, workshop leaders, etc., etc., that are into process work are maybe 30, 40, 50 years into their career and are still very much in the process. It only takes a fraction of a second to make the choice to shift from ego consciousness into soul consciousness. It's never more than a breath away. Your freedom, your eternal sense of self, the living truth of who you actually are, you can choose to experience that anytime, any place, anywhere. It's a choice. So the whole training exists to underpin your ability to make that choice. The foundation component in having the ability to make that choice is your own certainty about the living fact, the living eternal fact of who you are. And that's called faith. In Sanskrit, they call it niscaya. It's got a bit more meat to it than faith. Niscaya. It is the intuitive conviction, the certainty, the burning certainty of who you actually are. The living truth, the essence of your being, the seed of knowing in the seed, the knowingness within the seed. You see, the soul is like a seed planted in the soil of creation, and it's growing. But within that seed, the seed knows what it is. And within you, no matter how confused you've become, how lost you have experienced yourself, how caught up in the illusion of life you have been. Deep down inside of you, no matter what, stuck in addiction patterns, abusive relationships, whatever, how hopeless you may consider your own personal story to be, you know who you are. That deep down inside of you, that knowingness exists. So the choice is to choose to believe that. Not just think it's true, but to know it's true. And to, in so doing, as you're practicing shifting out of that ego consciousness and identifying with the physical body as yourself, and moving deeper into your inner being, and actually standing in the center of who you are. And that knowingness, the knowingness inside of the seed, already exists in there. The seed knows what it is. So you don't have to add anything to yourself. You don't have to generate this or create this. It already exists inside of you. All you have to do is make the choice to go there. And to the degree that you practice will be the degree that you experience success in whether you can make that choice or not over and over and over and over and over. It's a very, very, very simple thing. And a simple thing is very easy if you practice. But if you don't practice, it becomes impossible. Because the nature of your psyche and the nature of the reality construct that you imagine yourself to be living in is pulling you out of your center all the time. Pulling you out and scattering you across the vortex of your own beliefs, ideas about life, the patterns, the archetypal patterns, the archetypes that you're identified with, the mythologies that you're identified with and believing in and playing out subconsciously, unconsciously, and the cosmology that you subscribe to, the creation story. So superheroes are interested in going to the essence of themselves, to the epicenter of their own inner being, moving into that place within and existing from there, living from there. And all it takes is practice. And you get to experience who you eternally are, which is the mystery of love being revealed through you, the power of peace being revealed through you, the presence of truth being revealed through you, versus the ego story, which is stuck in the web of the matrix. And the matrix requires food, just like the ego requires food, so does the matrix. And the matrix feeds on emotional drama. So you'll notice, as you look around this world, this so-called reality that you're sharing, apparently, with several billion other human beings, how much emotional charge there is in it all. Emotional drama. Everything has this drama charge around it. Entertainment. So-called entertainment. Television, soap operas, reality TV shows, media, gossip, magazines, newspapers, drama, 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 emotional charge, shocking headlines, fear, 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 emotional charge, relationships, emotional charge. 99% of the so-called success gurus and teachers in the world use emotion. They say emotion is your power. Without emotion, you cannot get go forward in life. You need to live with passion and get emotional. Express your emotions about your life to be successful. Well, let's just have a quick look at that model. What is becoming more and more successful? What are we doing in that model? We're building a grave for ourselves based on body consciousness and the passion of that body consciousness, the mark you're going to make in the world, your success as a physical human being in this world. It's all part of the lie. It's all part of the illusion. It's all part of the trap. Now, we're not saying don't be successful. On the contrary, we're saying be extremely successful, but not just within the context of the physical material world. Be successful within the context of eternity. Isn't that a wonderful thought to consider? So your story, your ego story, has a one-way road, and it goes to your grave. The ego itself is the grave. The experience of who you eternally are is an eternal experience. That road goes forever. And it is a path of freedom and peace. We get onto the path through practice, through sanity, by leaving the insane ego perspective and settling into, embracing fully the sanity of soul consciousness. And we witness the blessings and the grace of the mystery of life being revealed to us, as us, in this world. It's a wonderful time to be alive. Welcome to Superhero Training. I'm very, very, very glad you decided to join us. I guarantee you that the greatest experiences of your life are ahead of you. 99% of that is based on internal orientation of yourself. It's based on the mastery of your own internal alchemy, which is essentially a combination of two factors. One is your awareness, and the other is your attitude. Is my awareness focused in burning certainty, absolute faith, intuitive conviction, the knowingness of who I am? Am I experiencing the freedom and peace of that? And what is my attitude towards communion with the source energy in that state of consciousness? And my attitude towards my fellow human beings, my fellow souls, and this world and all the creatures and beings in it. So it's very, very simple. It boils down to absolute simplicity. Enjoy the training. Don't worry about anything. Just focus, focus, focus on the practice, and all will be very, very well. My name's Nick Good. Sending you big hugs from Bali and wishing you all the best for this training. Aloha.